نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Medina, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed that the people of Medina were celebrating on 2 days. So he asked them, "Ma hadhani yawman? What are these 2 days that you are celebrating?" They said that we used to celebrate these days in the time of ignorance and jahiliyat. Therefore, we are continuing with the celebration of these days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this point said to them, قَدْ أَبْدَلَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمَا. Allah Ta'ala has given you 2 days in place of these 2 days of ignorance that is much more, many fold times better than these 2 days that you are celebrating. And that is the Eid al-Adha and the Eid al-Fitr. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this day of celebration, but there is a marked difference between the celebration of the kuffar and the celebration of a Muslim. When a person thinks of the celebration of the kuffar, then by and large it is coupled with sin. Music, alcohol, dancing, intermingling. These are some of the salient features when it comes to the celebrations of the kuffar. Now as Muslims, look at how we started our celebration. We are all here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The original sunnah is the Eidgah. And we all are aware because of the inclement weather that we are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the Eidgah or in the masjid, when the Eid Salah is taking place, that is how a Muslim celebrates with the takbir. He's coming to the masjid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, wa litukmilu al-idda, wa litukabbiru Allah. Extol the greatness of Allah. Allah, we recognize you. Allah, my living is for you. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My whole life revolves around you, O my Allah. So a person is coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's remembering Allah. That is our celebration, dhikr. He comes in the house of Allah, he offers 2 rakats of salah. This 2 rakats of Eid salah, which is wajib, which is compulsory. The whole Ramadan he read salah. 20 rakats he read every day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching him that this 2 rakats of salah he will read in shukr. That Allah, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And so that they can be grateful. Allah, I am grateful you gave me the tawfiq to perform Taraweeh salah every night. 30 nights. 30 days, you gave me the tawfiq to fast for 30 days. And with the ibadat of Ramadan, you gave me tawfiq to recite so much of Quran, to make dua. So he performs 2 rakats of salah. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. This is our celebration. We should never couple our celebration and imitate the kuffar in their celebrations. On our celebration, there's happiness, but there's no music. On our celebration, there's happiness. But there's no disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no intermingling of males and females. How can it be that Allah ta'ala taught us through the fast to stay away from halal so that when shaitan is released, You have built up your spiritual power to stay away from haram. But the moment the Eid moon is sighted, then I start going back to haram. One of the greatest, heaviest verses, not greatest, but the heaviest verses, most weighty, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a verse in Surah Hud, where Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very worried. One person had a dream. Ma'arif al-Quran is mentioned. He had a dream. In that dream he is seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what caused your Mubarak hair to turn white? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a few strands of white hair. What caused your Mubarak hair to turn white? In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Shayyabatni Hud wa akhawatuha. Certain surahs were so weighty upon me, it made my hair turn white. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Surah Hud. Which verse in Surah Hud? Said, this verse, Fastaqim. My concern is, I taught my ummah, I showed them the path. Will they remain on the straight path or will they go astray? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't worried for himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was promised Jannat already. Promised the highest stages in Jannat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried that this ummah of mine, will they remain on this path of istiqamah? One person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some advice, some pertinent advice, such advice after which I would need to ask no one anything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you remain firm. After 30 days, now we must remain firm. We were here for Fajr this morning. There's no reason why we shouldn't be here for Fajr tomorrow morning. And the rest of the week, and the rest of our lives. Like one person said, 1 month of devotion, but an entire lifetime of change. 1 month of devotion, we have to make niyat. Innama al-a'malu bin niyat. We have to make niyat. Allah, I'm not going to miss my salah. When I made khatam of Quran, min al-jinnati wa nas, I didn't close the Quran. I went back to the front. And I read a little. This was indicative that when one ends, it must continue again, it must start again. Last night I was in Springo Beach. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saleh Sahab, the itikaf ended. One thing I marveled at, I looked at this man. The whole masjid is empty. He's standing on his musalla and he's in salah. Half an hour gone, he's in salah, he's standing on his musalla. What does that teach you? Fastaqim. Remain firm. Have a routine. Ramadan wasn't there just for me to read my salah in Ramadan and then after that I relax. I obey Allah Ta'ala in Ramadan and after that I relax. One person saw Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi in a dream. And in the dream he is speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he engaged in salah or in some other dini activity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the dream, Ye amal mujhe pasand aya. This is very, very beloved to me. Meaning that when one work of deen finishes, then immediately a person engages in the next amal and in the next work of deen. What is the requirement of deen on its time? I engage in it. When the dhuhr adhan will go, then the test comes. Whether the food is more important, whether my family is more important, whether my business is more important, or my studies are more important, or whether responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is topmost in my list. وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. Quran Majid says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain to Allah ta'ala and say, O Allah, my people have abandoned the Quran. My people have abandoned the Quran. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi says it is the haqq of the Quran that two khatams minimum should be made in a year. One khatam in Ramadan and one khatam out of Ramadan. Now out of Ramadan, brothers, in 11 months, can't we open the Quran and recite some of the pages of Quran every day? Some people say, Mawlana, I read very, very slowly. I met one person. He said, Mawlana, for 10 years, I used to read the Quran very fluently. For 10 years, I stopped reading Quran. Mawlana, I forgot how to read Quran. When a person doesn't appreciate, Allah Ta'ala takes the ni'mat away. Open the Quran. We've read so much of Quran. Today also, find the time. Open the Quran and Majeed. Build a bond and a love with the Kalamullah. And every day in your life, let not a day pass, whether it is hailing, raining, snowing, whether you are sick, whether there is a janazah, whether there is a wedding in the family. Not a day must pass when I don't open the Quran and Majeed. Now is a test of allegiance. After the month of Ramadan, am I a true believer that is a lover of Allah Ta'ala? Or will I realign myself and take bayat once again on the hands of shaitan? That is the question we have to ask ourselves. There are many temptations that will be there from today. On the cell phone, on the internet, in public, the controlling of the eyes, controlling of the ears. Istahyu min Allahi haqqal haya. Have true haya for Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba said, نَحْنُ نَسْتَحْيِي وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ We have haya. Alhamdulillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. إِنَّ الْإِسْتِحْيَا حَقَّ الْحَيَا True haya and true modesty and shame for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that أَن تَحْفَظَ الرَّأْسَ وَمَا وَعَى وَالْبَطْنَ وَمَا حَوَى وَالْتَذْكُرِ الْمَوْتَ وَالْبِلَى That you protect your head, your mind, your thoughts even. You protect your stomach, what goes in, and your private parts, and what is around it, your organs also. You protect your head, your ears, your eyes, your mouth, what goes into your mouth, what goes into your ears, what goes into your eyes. You protect all this, and you think about death to keep you in line. That one day I'm going to go into that qabr. I will be all alone. My friends won't be there. How will I answer to my Rabb? When I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone will come to Him farda, all alone. How will I answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep a person in check? وَالْتَذْكُرِ الْمَوْتَ وَالْبِلَىٰ How many were with us in Ramadan and before Ramadan? They are not with us now. How many will be gone before the next Ramadan? We could be sitting here. And Allah Ta'ala has already written on Laylatul Qadr that before the next Ramadan, you are going to be in your qabr, you are going to be in the barzakh. So shouldn't we prepare for that day? Allah gave us Ramadan today. Have yaqeen and trust in Allah. Allah has forgiven your sins. And after the salah, the dua will be made. Allah Ta'ala takes 5 qasams. Baha bikum malaikatahu. Allah boasts, Allah is boasting to the angels. Now we came to the masjid, we never see with our eyes. The hadith tells us, the angels said, Ya ma'ashar al-muslimin, ugudu ila rabbin kareem. O believers, Allah is very generous, go to your Rabb now. Yamunnu bil khair, wa yu'tu al-jazil, wa yuthibu alayhi al-jazil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors with goodness, Allah gives great rewards. لقد أمرتم بصيام النهار فصمتم وأمرتم بقيام الليل فقمتم وأطعتم ربكم. You fasted 30 days as was the command of Allah. You performed salah at night and you came now. فقبضوا جوائزكم. Here's your reward. Today is payday, awards day. Take your reward. Allah Ta'ala says, what is the reward for my servants that worked? The angels say, oh Allah, you must be paid. Allah Ta'ala says, oh my angels, wa izzati, by my honor, wa jalali, wa karami, wa ulwi, wa irtifai makani, by my majesty, by my nobility, by my highness, la ujibannahum, I am definitely going to answer them today. So inshallah, after the Eid Salah, dua will be made. Let us make sabr for a few minutes. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs. And ask Allah, Allah, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Allah, after you guided us in Ramadan, don't let us go astray after Ramadan. Allah, as the masjid is full now, Allah, for Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our lives, from Fajr to Isha, Allah, don't throw me out of your house. Have that fear, your heart must be shaking. Allah, don't throw me out of your house. Allah, I want acceptance today. Allah, accept me. Allah, don't make it such, I'm in the line of reward and there's no reward for me. Allah, I want the full reward. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ So we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few minutes. Thereafter the khutbah will take place, and then after the khutbah, the brothers can disperse inshaAllah. The method of performing the Eid Salah is as follows. A person will make intention, O Allah, I am performing 2 rakats of wajib Eid Salah behind the imam. Then the takbir will be made. Allahu Akbar. Sana, subhanakallahumma, till the end. Thereafter, the imam will make 3 takbirs. That's the 3 extra takbirs. Allahu Akbar, we leave our hands on the side. 2nd takbir, Allahu Akbar, hands on the side. 3rd takbir, Allahu Akbar, and we fold our hands, and the qirat will start. The 1st rakat will complete like normal. The 2nd rakat will start like normal. Alhamdu and a surah. After the surah, before the ruku, there'll be 4 takbirs. The 3, we raise our hands and we put our hands on the side. 1, 2, and 3. The 4th takbir will be for ruku, and then we will complete the salah like normal, inshaAllah.